Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Waking the Tiger Healing Trauma, The Innate Capacity to Transform. Overwhelming Experiences is a foundational nonfiction work in trauma psychology and body-oriented healing by Peter A. Levine, the developer of somatic experiencing. The book argues that trauma is not primarily a defect of character, memory, or willpower, but a physiological disruption in the nervous system after overwhelming threat. Levine draws on observations of animal behavior, human survival responses, and clinical experience to explain why some threatening events become lasting trauma while others are integrated. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical. It reframes symptoms such as panic, numbness, hypervigilance, and collapse as signs of interrupted biological responses, then introduces ways to restore regulation through attention to bodily sensation. Rather than centering verbal analysis alone, the book places the body at the core of recovery, making it influential among therapists, trauma survivors, and readers interested in mind-body approaches. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, trauma is framed as an interrupted survival response rather than a permanent psychological wound. One of the central contributions of Waking the Tiger is its shift from viewing trauma as a purely mental injury to understanding it as a biological state that remains incomplete. Levine explains trauma through the nervous system reactions of fight, flight, and freeze. In an overwhelming situation, the body mobilizes energy for defense or escape. If that energy cannot be used, discharged, or integrated, the person may remain caught in patterns of alarm, collapse, or defensive readiness long after the danger has passed. This framing helps explain why trauma symptoms can appear irrational when judged only by present circumstances. A person may consciously know that a threat is over, while the body continues to behave as if survival is still at stake. The book, therefore, treats symptoms not as random dysfunctions, but as meaningful residues of blocked protective action. This perspective is important because it reduces moral blame and clinical pessimism. Healing becomes less about forcing insight and more about helping the organism complete what was biologically initiated but never safely resolved. Secondly, the animal model shows how discharge and return to equilibrium inform trauma recovery. Levine uses animal behavior as a major explanatory model, especially the observation that wild animals face repeated life threats, yet do not appear to develop chronic trauma in the same way many humans do. The book points to instinctive processes, such as shaking, trembling, orienting, and resuming movement after danger, as examples of how survival energy can be discharged. This comparison is not presented as a simple claim that humans should imitate animals mechanically. Its deeper function is to show that the capacity to recover from shock may be built into the organism. Humans, however, can interrupt this process through fear of bodily sensations, social conditioning, self-consciousness, immobilization, or immediate cognitive suppression. The tiger in the title suggests the contained survival energy that must be approached with respect rather than conquered by force. By looking to nature, Levine challenges the assumption that trauma must be managed only through interpretation or memory work. The model gives readers a concrete image of recovery as a restoration of rhythm, movement, and nervous system flexibility. Thirdly, somatic awareness is used to access trauma through sensation instead of forcing direct recall. The practical method associated with the book emphasizes careful attention to bodily sensation, sometimes described as tracking the felt sense. Levine encourages readers to notice physical signs such as tightness, heat, trembling, numbness, pressure, breath changes, or impulses toward movement. The reasoning is that traumatic activation is stored and repeated through bodily states, not only through conscious memory. By working with sensation in small, tolerable increments, a person can approach traumatic energy without becoming overwhelmed by it. This differs from approaches that rely mainly on retelling the traumatic event or analyzing its meaning. The book is especially concerned with pacing because too much exposure to traumatic material can intensify dysregulation rather than resolve it. Somatic awareness allows the nervous system to move between activation and settling, gradually building capacity. The exercises are not presented as dramatic breakthroughs, but as subtle practices of noticing, allowing, and completing. This gives the book a distinctive clinical logic. Trauma recovery requires access to the body, but that access must be gentle enough to avoid repeating the original overwhelm. Fourthly, the book challenges the limits of talk-centered therapy for trauma held in physiology. Waking the Tiger does not dismiss thought, emotion, or personal meaning, but it argues that trauma cannot be fully understood if treatment remains only at the level of narrative. A person may be able to describe an event clearly and still experience panic, freezing, dissociation, chronic tension, or sudden emotional flooding. Levine interprets this gap as evidence that trauma lives in procedural and physiological patterns as much as in autobiographical memory. The body may continue to enact defensive states even when the mind has developed insight. This argument helps explain why some people experience limited relief from approaches that focus mainly on talking through what happened. The book adds a somatic layer to trauma work by asking what the body wanted to do during threat, what response was blocked, and what signals remain incomplete. Its value lies in broadening the clinical field rather than replacing all other methods. It suggests that effective trauma care often requires integration, cognitive understanding, emotional processing, relational safety, and direct nervous system regulation. Healing depends on restoring self-regulation while respecting the risk of overwhelm. A practical implication of the book is that trauma recovery should be guided by the capacity of the nervous system, not by pressure to confront everything quickly. Levine repeatedly emphasizes the importance of regulation, which means being able to move through activation without becoming trapped in panic, numbness, or shutdown. The body must learn that sensations linked to survival energy can arise and pass without danger returning. This gives the approach a cautious structure, small steps, close attention to bodily cues, and respect for limits. The book is useful for readers because it describes trauma symptoms in a way that can reduce shame and increase curiosity about internal states. At the same time, its ideas imply that some trauma work may require trained support, especially when symptoms are severe, complex, or destabilizing. The goal is not catharsis for its own sake, nor a heroic reliving of painful events. It is the gradual restoration of flexibility, orientation, and embodied safety. This focus on regulation is what makes the book clinically influential and practically restrained. In conclusion, Waking the Tiger is best suited for readers who want to understand trauma through the body rather than through diagnosis or personal history alone. Trauma survivors may find it useful because it explains common symptoms as nervous system responses that once served survival, which can reduce self-blame and make recovery feel more intelligible. Therapists, body workers, counselors, and students of psychology can benefit from its clear presentation of somatic principles, especially the idea that defensive energy, immobilization, and incomplete action shape later distress. The book also has intellectual value for readers interested in the relationship between biology, emotion, memory, and behavior. What makes it stand out from many trauma books is its reliance on animal models, bodily sensation, and self-regulation rather than a primary emphasis on verbal disclosure or cognitive reframing. It is not a complete manual for treating every form of trauma, and readers with severe symptoms should not treat it as a substitute for professional care. Its strength lies in offering a coherent paradigm. Trauma is a disruption in the organism that can be transformed by carefully re-engaging natural regulatory processes. In its category, the book remains distinctive because it helped popularize a somatic vocabulary for trauma before body-based approaches became common in mainstream discussion. If you would like to support Peter A. Levine, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.